Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo from WNRN. Thanks for being here from all the staff at WNRN. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's the Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. We had two great bands for you tonight. Supported by Live Nation, presenting Trans-Siberian Orchestra at John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville on December 19th. We're also supported by New Dominion Bookshop, Rosa's Inspiration Station, and Hank's Grill and Catering. I'm going to pass things over to Amber, who's going to introduce the first of our two acts tonight, Justin Golden. Take it away, Amber.
Thanks so much, Bob. Welcome to WNRN's Holiday Showcase. And we are in Richmond this evening at In Your Ear Studios. Thanks, as always, to the fabulous crew. And we're going to speak and hear from a Richmonder tonight. Please, everyone, give a big, warm welcome to Justin Golden.
Thank you all so much. So great to be back here. This first song is going to be one off my first record. This is an original called Light In When She Smiles.
There's just something about your soul, and I just keep craving more. There's just something about your soul, I just keep craving more. The woman that I love now, she about 5 feet from the ground. Woman that I love now, Lord, is she lightning when she smiles? There's just something about your soul, I just keep craving more. There's just something about your soul, I just keep craving more. She just my color and just my kind. I look at her, lose track of time. Woman that I love now, Lord, is she lightning when she smiles? Hey. There's just something about your soul, and I just keep craving more. There's just something about your soul, I just keep craving more.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. Yeah. How y'all doing? Hopefully everyone streaming at home also did a woo or something. Some of you might recognize this song.
Candles burning low, lots of mistletoe, lots of stormy nights everywhere we go. Choir singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Ah, yeah. I see your smiling face like I've never seen before. Even though I love you madly, it seems I love you more. A little heart you give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, That's what Christmas means to me, my love. I feel like running wild, as anxious as a little child, reaching beneath the mistletoe, kiss you once and then some more, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby, and such happiness in the coming years. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly, sing Sweet Silent Night, fill a tree with angel hair, pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight. All these things and more. That's what Christmas means to me, my love. Ah, yeah.
Thank you. This is an old blues from the 1920s by Blind Lemon Jefferson. It's called Bad Luck Blues.
Wanna go home, but I ain't got sufficient load, doggone my bad luck soul. Wanna go home, and I ain't got sufficient clothes. I mean sufficient, talking about clothes. I wanna go home, and I ain't got sufficient clothes. Woman I love's about 5 feet from the ground, doggone my bad luck soul. Hey, 5 feet from the ground, 5 feet from the, and I mean ground. She's a tailor-made woman and she ain't no hand-me-down. I ain't seen my sugar in 3 long weeks today, doggone my bad luck soul. Ain't seen my sugar in 3 long weeks today. 3 long weeks, and I mean day. And it's been so long, seem like my heart's gonna break. Gonna run across town, catch that southbound Santa Fe, doggone my bad luck soul. Lord, that's Santa Fe. I mean Santa, speaking about fear. When you get in trouble, pretty mama, look around for me. Wanna go home, but I ain't got sufficient loads, doggone my bad luck soul. Wanna go home, and I ain't got sufficient loads. I mean sufficient, talking about clothes. I wanna go home, and I ain't got sufficient.
Thank you so much.
Hello, it's Amber Hoback. We're at WNRN's Holiday Showcase. Thanks to Justin Golden for that great first set of music. And Justin taking us back to the 20s with that standard blues song. You've had a busy, busy year, Justin. Let's talk about it. 2 releases, Golden Country Volume 1 and 2. Take us back to the beginning of this process, who you collaborated with, and how you chose your songs for it.
Yeah, so I've had a year, little over a year ago, August of 2023, I played a local showcase for Vocal Rest Records, which I put out a lot of my singles through my solo singles through Vocal Rest here in Richmond. And the idea for that showcase was that I would bring some of my songs and sit in with the kind of bluegrass supergroup, Devil's Coattails. And we had to schedule it in like January of 2023 for an August rehearsal because I'm so busy, I'm on the road all the time. And I was like, I literally got one day in August where we can do this. We had 1 hour rehearsal and it was so like organic, you know, so it felt so natural. I'd never really played with most of those guys except for my normal drummer is in that band as well. And we played the showcase a couple weeks later and I was like, that was so good. And immediately asked them, what if we record a record, you know? And about 2 months later, we were in the studio. We did volume one, November of last year in 2 days. And then we did all of it live except for like some features. So like the fiddle is, you know, someone at home doing remote recording. And then, you know, 3 weeks after we were in the studio, it was getting spins on WNRN. So appreciate y'all for that. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of other stations and people really, you know, people really picked up with it, picked up on it. And I wanted to bring more context to the music that I write for myself or write and release in my own name, because so many folks want to call everything I do blues, and I do a lot of blues, but it, you know, not the type of blues that people are used to hearing. It's not B.B. King blues, it's country blues, and people don't know what that means anymore. So I was like, well, what if, you know, while I'm having fun recording and playing shows with the Devil's Coattails, what if I, you know, what if we give more context that way? So, you know, I was like, I don't have a lot of time to get to these things. I don't want to sit on them, record it, get it out there. We do it live. We can't do it live, then we can't play it live. So then we shouldn't put it on the record. So then in July, we did it over 4th of July weekend, or 2 days in the middle of the week. And that was out in September or August, and volume three in the works.
As you're looking back over decades of music, how are you deciding which songs you want to cover and put your own spin on and release in your own voice?
Well, it's a lot of considerations. We're trying to make sure we pay respect to the traditions, not just blues tradition, but early bluegrass, early country, old time, you know, pre-blues, like folk, you know, stuff like that, all played a part in American music. And a lot of that music is kind of from this region, or, you know, maybe, you know, Appalachia to here. And so we're looking for songs that kind of touch on all those things and then have a good vibe, you know, mm-hmm. like it's something that is not the most famous song that someone's done because someone else has a cool version of that. Let's find a song that no one's ever really recorded. And that's why we did Downtown Blues, which was, you know, there's like a couple people that have ever done that one famously, and it wasn't the same version we did and nothing like how we did it. But it really shows that there's not just a market for it, but like people are waiting to hear this music because people love that song. It's danceable, it's something new and fresh, even though it's 100 years old. So those are some of the things. I'm sure I'm missing something. If Trey was here, he'd tell me.
And I saw that there was a partnership with Cultural Vibrancy in these releases. Can you tell us about the process of working with them and how you teamed up and how they helped you with the releases?
Yeah, that was super helpful. Like I said, it was November of last year when we were in the studio. And the goal was, either way, I was going to pay for everything because I really believe that it long-term is worth it. But I was like, if someone could cover some of the costs, that would be great. So I reached out to a few people, and Center of Cultural Vibrancy, or Center for Cultural Vibrancy, agreed to give a grant to cover some of the cost, which was super helpful. So I was able to do some promo with that and pay my featured musicians with that. And because I always want to make sure people get paid. So. But yeah, it was super helpful, signal boosting that way. And they've been so supportive, especially, you know, leading into getting Richmond Folk Festival playing on their stage. And that was so much fun. That was a blast.
Oh, that's great. So you mentioned there's a volume three.
Yep, volume three is in the works. I really, when we started this, everything was so last minute. Didn't have a title for it day one in the studio last year. Literally did not know what to call the project. Didn't know. I was like, these songs are cool. Don't have a name. I'll figure it out. And then Trey said something about being in Golden Country now. And I was like, that's the name of the record immediately. So I didn't know how many volumes I was going to do. And one and two felt great. Volume three feels great. It's a fun chance, fun challenge to push myself musically and do these new songs and to be able to do it live in 2 days. Because I'm singing and playing all this stuff very much live. There's not really any overdubs for me.